As I like to do, I've created a sermon notes insert. If you'd like to get that out and grab a pencil or a pen and follow along this morning, that would be great. Take it home and sit it beside your prayer chair along with our joys and concerns there so you can pray for folks in the church. Well, it is so important this time of year and really all year around that we not forget the reason for the season. The reason for the season. The last couple of weeks I've mentioned that we are so bombarded with consumerism and gift buying and parties, and you saw it in the Grinch there, how we laugh at that, but unfortunately many of us look like that. Well, no. We act like that. But anyway, with our parties and our gift buying and such, and we forget that God, the Creator of all that is, came to us as an infant, a helpless, innocent baby. Have you ever noticed that in the Gospel of Luke, he never mentions wise men visiting Jesus? You ever notice that? Luke only mentions shepherds who were outcasts of the day. They worked in the fields and angels appearing to them in their everyday work. Now, think about that. This wasn't holy people worshiping, right? That angels appeared to, these angels appeared to shepherds doing what they do every day and every night. You ever thought about that? Well, what is it that the angels say they're to look for? Not a majestic, clean place. Not an altar covered with gold, right? But what are they supposed to look for? What is the sign? A dirty barn with animals chewing their cud and a lowly, innocent baby wrapped in bands of cloth with Mary and Joseph by its side. And that is defined as God coming to us. You ever thought about these things? Isn't it also interesting in the Gospel of Luke that an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God appeared to the shepherds in the field and not to Mary and Joseph? I mean, here Mary and Joseph took the chance and they said yes to God. You'd think they would deserve the angels singing and the choir above them singing, right? Or am I just kind of beaten to a different drummer? Are you with me this morning? You awake out there? You want me to do jumping jacks? Cartwheels? Well, I may not be able to walk out of here if I tried cartwheels. All right, yes. I mean, think about that. Remember last week I talked about how, I mean, Mary said yes to God and she could be stoned to death because this is getting pregnant out of wedlock. They took chances for God. And what was it that they saw? Well, maybe first of all, I'd ask the question, do you ever feel out of the loop? You ever feel out of the loop? Yeah. You see, many times when God is working in our lives, it's not us that see the fireworks, but others that are around us. You see, to Mary and Joseph, the infant Emmanuel, God with us, was enough. Mary and Joseph were holding their sign. Have you ever noticed how romantic Christmas has become? I mean, look at our manger scenes. Many of you have heard me say this before, but they're a culmination of what our culture has done to Jesus' birth. You ever thought about that? Does anyone around here farm? Does anybody here, have they ever been around farm animals? Let me put it that way. Yeah. Now, you know, as a person raised on the farm, I never thought that much about it until I started thinking about this story. Now, you got to remember the context. Mary and Joseph are in a barn to have a baby. All right? Anybody ever heard cattle eat? Has anybody ever heard cattle chew their cud? Or them regurgitate the cud to chew? Now, I'm not trying to be graphic here, don't get me wrong. I mean, we're setting up a romantic atmosphere, aren't we? Yeah. Amen. Yeah, Dad and I used to call that smell money. But I don't know if we'd call it... I don't know if we'd call it that when we're trying to have a baby. Amen. How about, you know, the manger? Nice and clean. I'm sure they cleaned it with rubbing alcohol before. Now, don't misunderstand. You remember what a manger is? A manger is literally a feeding trough. Right?